Good evening. This is the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica National Board. My name is R. Paul Martin. I am the secretary of the committee, and I'll be starting this meeting. We start with a roll call. Ken Aaron?
Here.
Nick Arena?
Here.
Chris Corey?
Here.
Joseph Davis. William Heerwagon.
Present.
Tony Leon. Max E.C. Jackson III. R. Paul Martin here. P.K. McCary.
Here.
Mansoor Sabah. Okay, that is six. We do have a quorum, so we will start out here. And the first thing we're going to do, the first thing I want to say is I hope all of our members out in California are okay here, because they're having that tremendous, awful set of fires out there. So I hope everybody out there is okay. All right. The first thing we're going to do is move to adopt an agenda. So I move, all right, I'm going to move to adopt an agenda while I type that in with one finger. Okay. All right, since the executive vice president of NIDA isn't here, I think I'll just eliminate those two, and I propose the following agenda. 1, roll call. 2, approve agenda. 3, elect chair pro tem, 5 minutes. 4, minutes approval, 5 minutes. 5, executive director's report, 10 minutes, if he shows up. 8, next, reports on budgets from each unit. That's the national office, 5 minutes. KPFA, 5 minutes. KPFK, 45 minutes. KPFT, 5 minutes. WBAI, 5 minutes. WPFW, 5 minutes, followed by new business, and then adjourn no later than 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, that's the motion on the floor. Is there any debate on the motion or any amendments or anything like that?
This can have an amendment.
Okay, Ken, what is your amendment?
I have nothing. You know, we didn't approve our budget, and we went over this last week, the KPFK budget. So I only need 5 minutes just to say that. And I believe you had 45 minutes for WPFW, because they just submitted a budget this week.
I was just told in an email that they needed 5 minutes. Am I right with that email? Let me see here. All right. Email's taking some time. So what is your amendment?
To change the time for KPFK to 5 minutes, and the WPFW budget, at least we can review it, to 45 minutes.
So R. Paul, this is Nick Arena. From WPFW, we have not approved our budget. So that was my email to you earlier today, that it
right, okay,
5 minutes. And we won't have an approved budget until December, when we meet, our LSB meets tomorrow.
Okay, so you're saying you only need the 5 minutes?
That's correct.
Okay, in which case, Ken, I'm going to, unless you really, really object, I'm going to assume that we're cutting out the WPFW 45 minutes out of your amendment, okay?
Right.
Okay. And you want you want KPFK to be 5 minutes. Is that it? You want KPFK to be 5 minutes? Are you sure about that?
I don't need it. There's nothing to talk about.
I think there may be a few things to talk about. I mean, you want to make a motion. I think you wanted to make a motion to pass that budget tonight, right?
No, I mean, to pass the budget, it's got to go to the LSB first.
Okay, so you're not making a motion to pass the budget tonight. Okay. All right, so then that would be 5 minutes. So all of the...
5 minutes, I'll explain why.
So all of the reports on the budgets are each going to be 5 minutes. Okay. Okay.
And after we approve that, I have one other amendment.
Okay, so we have an amendment that says make KPFK reporting on the budget from 45 minutes to 5 minutes. Is there any debate on that? Is there any objection to changing the KPFK report on their budget to 5 minutes? Hearing none, pass without objection. Okay, you had another thing?
Yeah, I spoke with the executive vice president of NEDA just about an hour ago, so I could just update you on what she said. That'll take 10 minutes.
Okay, so... Okay, so you want to make... let me see here. Okay, so let me go over here and save 10 seconds. And for how long do you want this to be? Ken?
10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, add after. Going through two different things here. Add before reports on budgets. Before reports on budgets. What would be a report on NEDA?
Yes.
A report.
Update on a
report on report on a NEDA phone call. Okay, phone call, and that's 10 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the amendment is to add before reports, before budget reports, add before budget reports, report on NEDA phone call, 10 minutes. Any debate on that amendment? Hearing none. Is there any objection to that amendment to the agenda? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. And I need to put that in my agenda so I don't lose it. 1 second, and there it goes. Come on. All right, so that's passed. Is there any further debate or amendments to the proposed agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting the agenda as amended? Hearing none, we have an agenda. Okay, the next thing is elect chair pro tem, and this is supposed to take 5 minutes. Okay, would anybody like to nominate anybody else for chair pro tem of this meeting?
What nominations do we have?
Well, I mean, I'm asking, would anybody like to nominate anybody for chair pro tem of this meeting?
Oh, yeah, I nominate Ms. Corey.
Chris, do you accept that?
Yeah, I suppose I can do that again. I'm going to need to pull a notebook so that I can manage this a little bit better. Also, my computer's been updating all day, so I'm having trouble hooking up to email. So I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to keep the agenda in front of me. I suppose if I work closely with you, R. Paul, I can manage my way through it without actually having to look at it.
Okay.
Suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
You could check your email on your smartphone.
I don't have the email address that I'm using for all my Pacifica
okay.
business on the cell phone.
Okay.
Okay.
So, are there any other nominations? Any other nominations going once, going twice, going three times? In the absence of any other nominations, Chris Corey, I think you are accepted without objection as Chair Pro Tem. Take the chair.
All right. So, having adopted the agenda, the first order of business was what, R. Paul?
The next thing is minutes approval.
All right.
And
what do we have for that?
What we have is. One second. Okay, what we have for minutes approval is, where is it? The minutes of October 9th, 2018, and I will make a motion. And the motion is to adopt the minutes of, what's the date? Paste it. To adopt the minutes of the October 9th, 2018 meeting.
All right. So the October 9th, 2018 meeting is on the floor right now. Do we have any objections to approving those minutes? Hearing none, that motion passes.
Okay.
We have a more minute approval on the docket.
Okay.
Yeah,
the next
William
item.
Yes, William.
A point of personal privilege, if I understand what that is. May I speak?
Yes. Go ahead.
Thank you. I will have to get off the call in a few minutes, unfortunately, but I'll try to get back on a little later.
All right.
I won't announce it when I'm getting off. I'll just drop off in probably 5 or 10 minutes. And then try to come back. Thank you.
All right. So do we have any more minutes approval on the document?
Nope. That's it for minutes. The next thing would be an executive director's report. I'll ask again, is Maxie C. Jackson III here? And he is apparently not here. So then after that, let me put this in. So that we don't forget it. And since he's not here, the next thing is the report on Anita phone call, 10 minutes.
Okay. Oh, this is Ken. So I spoke with Anita about an hour ago. I want to point out that NETA, they prefer to be called NETA rather than NETA, they sent the report to the PNB about a month ago. So all of the members of this committee who are on the PNB received that report. I know somebody is on the PNB. That's how I got her phone number. And I called her to see if I could get her to attend the meeting, but she was unfortunately had other activities, and she was not invited to attend. So that's an oversight on our part. She gave me a quick update saying that they have a meeting with they've had a meeting with the ED, Maxie Jackson, the financial personnel, that's the person at the national office, I don't remember her name, and I guess Barry Brown, and the GMs, and they're going over getting the reporting of information to get the documents that are necessary to handle the audit and to do analysis of finances, et cetera. And she said it's better now than it was 2 weeks ago. They're having another meeting like that. They call it a financial meeting. And they're going to have another one tomorrow. And she's going to be sending me an updated list of where we stand in terms of the different business units, the five stations, the national office, and the archives. Those are the five. Those are the seven units. And where they all stand on their financial reporting and which ones are delinquent or behind or can't perform. So as soon as I get that, I'll send it to all of the members of this committee. The other thing I discussed with her is in at the stations, there's a field of accounting or business management called membership management or customer contact management. It's generally called in computer industry CRM, customer relations management. And that's like at KPFK, it used to be, it is called MemSys, for membership system, MemSys. And it's an old antiquated system and so forth. But the point is, this keeps track of all your subscribers, the date they subscribed, and what premiums they got, and all kinds of information like that, where they live, when's their next payment due. And it's accessible, so all the data is accessible, so you can generate reports and you can do bulk mailings, and you can do a bunch of other promotional things, and it automatically lines up and connects with your accounting system. So that this is very important when time right now where we have to generate lists to run the election. We need to know who are members and who's supposed to get ballots and so forth. So the thing that's happening is, KPFA has installed a system called Salesforce, and the GM at KPFK was considering doing the same thing, so he would have, let's say, a 21st century access to membership management. And I checked with Anita, and she said that Salesforce is an industry standard used by most nonprofits, nonprofit media corporations. So we're on the right track with that. Now, I had previously spoken with the general manager, KPFK. He told me he was in communication with Maxie Jackson, the ED, and everybody knows what's going on. Because the major concern is that whatever we do in software upgrades, everything should be coordinated across all of the business units. And I guess in an ideal world, that would be true. But I've just got this kind of word-of-mouth verification that they're on the right track. This is what's happening. And I believe that's the – oh, yes, there was another thing. I'm glad I remembered. Of course, the NETA is initially working on getting the data required to feed to the auditors. The auditors are waiting for the data. And NET is, you know, geared up, ready to go as soon as they get it to – polish it up and give it to the auditors. And then the next major project will be the implementation of an online automated time management system for employee time management. Let's call it electronic time cards. But it's not a card. It's going to be a virtual thing probably. The system's already been selected, and they're just waiting to implement it. But this is going to be implemented foundation-wide, not just in one station. So we'll be able to keep track of who was present, who worked, and, you know, what their payroll should be and what their benefits are and all of that stuff. And it'll be automated. And therefore, it should relieve the burden of traffic coming from the stations to the national office, going back and forth about reporting who worked when and what the payroll should be. It should be, hopefully it will be more automated. That's about everything we discussed, except at the end of this, we could have a motion that we make a deliberate, specific, or Chris Corey does, because he's the chair, approach to Anita to attend the next meeting, the next telephonic meeting. I'm done.
All right. Was there any mention of the I know that there's I'm still a little bit confused as to whether the harmonization of the accounting system is proceeding as planned or whether there's any hitches with that. Was that discussed at all?
No, I didn't. I didn't discuss that with her. In other words, who's using
Great Plains versus the other
Great
system.
Plains and or some other systems? I'm sorry, yeah. I didn't get into that. I didn't really inquire.
That's all right. All right, thank you very much. Is the next item on the agenda going over to the business sections, the budget approvals for the business sections?
Well, before we do that, I'd like to make a motion that we contact Anita Sims and ask her to attend the next finance committee meeting once we set the date. So after this meeting, I'd be willing to do that. I just want the agreement from the committee that we invite her to the next meeting.
Okay, that sounds fine to me. Are there any objections to the motion on the floor?
Let me read it when I have it.
Go ahead.
Motion from Ken. Yeah, let me just read it so we all know what it is. The motion is from Ken that we contact Anita Sims and invite her to the next NFC meeting.
Correct.
All right.
And that meeting is already set.
Yep. Okay. So what date is that?
That is December. And he reaches for the calendar and tries not to break anything. December 11th.
Okay. All right. Are there any objections to that motion? Hearing no objections, that motion passes. Who would like to be responsible for this? I don't know how to contact Anita.
Okay. Well, I can do it. And I'll also contact Fred to make sure she gets the information to dial in.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. All right. So are we on to our little five-minute segments now?
Yes, we are now on to reports on budgets from each unit. And the first one up is National Office. I don't think there's anybody here. So
who's on second?
The next is KPFA.
All right. So the budget came up in the last in our last LSB meeting, and I believe that the budget was passed by the LSB. I'm going to have to go back and review it, but if that's the case, what's the next step? Do I bring that to the NFC? Or do I just
yes, you do.
The NFC? That's
oh, no. It has to be approved by the – all the budgets are supposed to be approved by the NFC and then
that's
sent on thought. To the PNB.
Okay. I will need to pass – I'll verify that, and I will pass that on to the committee if that turns out to be the case, and I believe it was. The meeting took place just before I left on a trip, and so I was kind of scrambling around at the last minute before I left. Kind of spaced out whether I was supposed to pass it on. I didn't exactly know the procedure either, but I'll take care of that.
Okay, so yes. You'll just, if it's in passed, you should send a copy to the NFC and let us know it's there, and we will we'll probably take it up the next meeting.
Okay, yeah, I'm pretty sure that it did. There was some discussion about adding things to the budget. All those additions were refused, and I think at the very last moment before we adjourned, that budget was passed by the LSB. But like I say, I'll verify that, and I will get to the committee within the next 48 hours. So, what's the next
okay.
business unit? Out?
Next is KPFK.
Okay. I thought we would approve the budget at our last LSB meeting, but it was a closed session to finalize a list of candidates for program director. And that was completed. And the general manager selected one of those four candidates, which will be announced at our next meeting, which is on Sunday the 18th. So that's why we didn't review the budget, and we will review the budget on Sunday the 18th. And if it's approved, I'll submit it to the NFC for approval. And that's where it stands. This is a budget we did go over. It was distributed in our last meeting, and last NFC meeting.
All right. Sounds like it's it for Ken.
Okay. Give me a second here. I'm trying to type as fast as I can.
Not a problem.
What's that? Okay. Ken, you're done?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, next is KPFT. Anybody from KPFT? Maybe TK will call in.
I am calling in.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. And if there are any veterans, I'd like to say thank you.
Thank you.
We did pass our budget. We had one dissension in our phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. What I wanted to say was that we did pass our budget, and we passed it in the LSB with one person not liking one of the numbers in the budget and two abstaining. The issue was a lot to do with the last interim general manager who replaced the interim general manager, and there was a lot of things going on at KPFT, as some of you probably know. It took us 7 months to really go line by line painstakingly, and I think that we came to some really solid agreements. One of the problems was in our fund drives, without telling the LSB, the interim general manager reduced the agreed-upon fund drive goal by $100,000, not once but twice. And he thought that having $160,000 in the bank meant we had money. So he's gone. And there's an interim general manager who is also the program director. And he's been doing a really, really good job of trying to bring in revenues besides just fund drives, one of which will be people who want to do podcasts can rent out our studio. But there's some other things that he has put in a plan to us. I wanted to know whether or not I sent a summary budget to the NFC. And that stuff that I think is clear that not only do we want to make the station run and run in a solvent and sustainable manner, but we want to be upfront that we want to help pay off this debt. And so we've included an amount in there which may get changed by the PMB once they look at the budget. But I'm hoping that the one issue of whether or not the fund drive ability to raise is $90,000 over what one person thinks that it should be, it is really based on the report given by the interim general manager and working with the business manager. So I'm hoping that the PMB will agree to it, knowing that about the only thing that will change will be what money that we pay into besides services to reduce the debt that we have in the foundation. What we're going to do, we didn't have quorum this week before I left for Belize, and I won't be back until about the middle of December, so somebody else will probably have to take the meeting, but we're going to start working on standard operating procedures on everything that we do as it relates to both our costs for running the station and our revenues and what we bring in. We hope to have a new general manager. I don't know who that will be. I know who two of the people who are in the running, and it's my understanding that Mr. Jackson will be in Houston this week, probably tomorrow for the LSC meeting there. Does anybody have any questions for me?
This is Ken. I have one question.
Sure.
What's the name of the general manager right now?
There's an interim general manager, and his name is Don Freeman.
And okay. He's also the program director, is that correct?
He's also the program director.
Oh,
does that make a difference?
Well, no, the question is he a paid employee or a volunteer?
He's paid.
Okay. Okay.
We should never have a volunteer IGM. That just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't. Could you expound on that?
What? I mean,
what?
You know.
You're saying it doesn't make any sense. I don't, you know, that's just an opinion. Why doesn't it make any sense? What's wrong with it?
Well, I can tell you that. You asked me that. It's more than opinions. I think it has to do with experience and knowing how businesses run. And I've been on major boards, both nationally, internationally, and locally. And the thing about somebody who doesn't have to get paid, even in troubling times, is that not everybody could take that job of not getting paid. And usually, those people who do take those jobs are answering to one person rather than to the corporation or the company. It's just bad business. And, you know, it's been said in documents, and I could go send you that if you wanted to. But it's more than my opinion.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, PK. That was very informative.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going off because...
Yes,
you know,
yes. You're in Belize. We got it. Have fun.
WBAI is next. And that's me. All right. Let me get to my notes here. Okay. For the WBAI draft FY19 budget, I have sent it today to the NFC. It's posted on the Yahoo website, and I got it yesterday from the general manager, and he's projecting 143 days of pitching with a daily tally of $7,500, and he's projecting a that just slipped. All right, I just lost what was in front of me. There's going to be a serious deficit for this. He's looking at the listener support being $840,000 for this for FY19. There are a few bit of an issue in here with some of these things. He has I'm trying to bring this back up since I hit it and it disappeared, but it's coming right up now. There are some issues. For instance, there are no board expenses, but since there's an election that's happening, there obviously are going to be board expenses. He's projecting a total revenue of $1,374,000, and the bottom line, the net loss, the net income loss, with everything, including capital expenditures and all of that stuff, he's projecting a deficit for the year of $254,039. So, $254 in the red is what he's projecting. Again, I only got this at some point yesterday. I haven't had a lot of time to look at it. The local finance committee has gone over this with the general manager, and there are a number of things we ran into. His original numbers had us pitching for a lot longer than 143 days, and he's also projecting. Let's see, some things that seem very, very good, you know, they're rather optimistic. And I don't know. I don't know. We haven't been able to question him on that. We will have another local finance committee meeting on the 29th of November, and we'll be bringing all of this up to him then. And I guess I've gone over the big numbers here, and that's pretty much about it, I think, right now.
All right. Thank you very much. Is that the last of our units?
Hold on a second. We have next WPFW, of course.
Yes.
Thanks, Chris and Paul. We have reviewed the budget with the Finance Committee in October and reviewed it with the LSB in October as well. We motioned to approve the budget through the local Finance Committee yesterday, and we'll be presenting it to the LSB tomorrow and be able to speak to it in December.
Wonderful.
Ken, I have a follow-up question for BAI.
Go ahead, Ken.
Looking at the budget, it appears that basically you're going negative by paying central services for National Office and PRA. In other words, before that, you're 24,904 and you're black. And then after that, that's when you go down and you're 22,84,40 in the red. So do you know what the history is of the state? I didn't even look at it. Do you know what your general history is on fulfilling central service payments?
Not good, but it's gotten better. It's spotty. Let's put it this way. It's spotty. The general manager, when he gets the money, does send it off to central services. When the things are tight, of course, central services doesn't get paid. And this is how it has been historically. But maybe some people will prevail upon him to always pay central services. The basic bottom line is, of course, that there is not really enough money to meet all the expenses. So we have this problem here. Let's see. Yeah, it's also, again, as I say, I've already seen a couple of things here, like board expenses are obviously going to be bigger than zero with an election going on. And we have to look at some other things. And as I've pointed out, when we had our local finance committee meeting, it sure looked like there were going to have to be a lot more than 143 days of pitching. But I guess that's why we have the grand total of 254 as the deficit at this point in time. This needs to be looked at a bit more, I think.
Okay, I have one other follow-up question. You recently had a new program, weekly strip programming, with a former broadcaster from another network, who came in with supposedly 40,000 listeners or 25,000 listeners, and they came along. In other words, listenership increased at WBAI because of this new program. Has that reflected itself in any fundraising improvements?
Well, as far as I can tell, no. I can tell you this, that for the – we just had our fall con. See, I mean, we're eating at the WPSW time here. We had our fall con, and the daily tally came in at just under 7,000. They call it 7,000 a day, which is not so good. It's slightly better than the summer thon, which lasted 3 weeks and came in at about 6. But we did 35 days, and management has not posted the last 3 days of this thon, so I only have, 32 of the 35 days, but the last 3 days were over a weekend, so it's probably going to be bad. So 7 a day is what the tally has been average, and that's bad. That's not good.
Is it good compared to last year, same time?
No.
Same season? No. Okay.
I can check exactly for you. I can bring up last year and look at it, but, you know, it's... I can tell you from what I remember that it's last year the thon was better than 7, I'm pretty sure. If you want to wait 2 seconds, I will look up the fall 17 thon and bringing that. Where is it? Bringing that up, it is there, and it's loading. Okay, last fall, the daily average was $11,787 a day.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I'm done with my questions.
All right, thank you. Are there any business units remaining now, Art Paul?
No, the next thing is new business.
All right. Is there any new business on the table?
Yeah, I'd like to bring it up.
Go ahead.
Because it's being discussed, I guess, in the programming committee and maybe some others. People are trying to, or general managers are trying to, work a way to do underwriting of one form or another. And, I don't have a motion or anything, but, I mean, my understanding from reading the mission statement, the bylaws, and a little bit of the history is the intent that the network operates because the subscribers support it. And a lot of our promotion says, you know, we're corporate free. We're not obliged to anybody in terms of our material. The only unusual thing like that is the CPB funding, which doesn't seem to have any strings on it, and occasionally a bequest or something, which usually doesn't have any strings, although it could be dedicated to such other things where you say, you know, for reporting on science or reporting on social injustice or something like that. But we don't take corporate funding, and there's various reasons not to waste time going after it. But that's me talking about the subject. I don't think it's generally, I think it would come in the province of the Finance Committee. I think our major way, we're in a terrible financial position because of bad record keeping, but also because of our expenses exceed our income. But I really, really sincerely believe the way to solve our poverty is to improve the programming and increase our listenership by 5 to 10 times. It's too hard to try to operate at this lower speed, like this slower volume, and try to economize or slightly improve something. We have to bust out and increase our listenership 10 times, which means we have to go to a broader audience, which means we have to increase the quality and scope of our material that we're putting out. And I don't really believe it's a question of advertising. We are advertising. We're a radio station. So I'm just saying that people are coming up with corporate underwriting. And the question is, what I would say is, it would be good if somebody could do an objective report on corporate underwriting to see if it's at all feasible, even if it did break the bylaws or the mission statement. Because a corporation, let's say International Hot Dogs, is looking for listeners. They're going to go by the Nielsen ratings, and they're going to buy advertising on the basis of the Nielsen ratings, not because of their empathy with the principles of the station. So if you have 500 listeners every half hour, you're going to get X bucks. You have 50,000 listeners every half hour, you're going to get Y bucks. Now, we're not going to get the X bucks. That's if there was a company that felt safe with advertising with us, you know. But quite often we put programs out that step all over corporations, including International Hot Dogs. So it's problematic that we would get anything in terms of underwriting, except from Ben and Jerry's or something like that. So, but anyhow, it's my concern that the management will waste time trying to go for corporate underwriting as a primary concern, and then secondarily, that even if we got it, it would compromise our content, which is what I've heard from everybody who gets it. That it means you can't talk about you can't talk about big pharmacy. Depends upon who's paying your bills. You have to avoid talking about nuclear power or big pharma or something. Your content is compromised by self-censorship. You don't have to get a memo from the advertiser. You just have to know. And we're well known for, let's say, stepping on other people's shoes. So I don't think it's a viable option for us. But anyhow, I just wanted to, since new business and the meeting's been rather short, I just wanted to see if anybody else had any opinions about having any of the Pacifica units go for corporate underwriting.
I have a comment first, if you don't mind, the chair.
Go ahead.
So KPFA has actually discussed this very issue, and like a side meeting, not a formal LSV meeting, but when the subject came up, there was visceral objection to the idea of underwriting. The reason that it came up was that the language of our loan agreement to pay down the WBAI debt contained a clause in it that actually mentioned that possibility for funding of the units. And one of the members of KPFA pointed out that could be kind of almost a Trojan horse. But I tend to agree that not only is it, I'm not sure whether it's explicitly stated in the bylaws. If not, it's certainly implied in the statement of purpose for the organization that we should eschew this sort of support. I think that there's going to be strong objection, at least at the KPFA unit. Anyone else want to comment here?
R. Paul,
go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I agree with what Ken said and with what Chris is saying, that who pays the piper calls the tune. And I'll just say that some years ago, we had an interim general manager at BAI who was really going to turn things around. He didn't. He came to the LSB with a list of things to be done, and on his list was get underwriting for the station. Well, to shorten up that story, it was unanimously voted down, that particular part. It was unanimously voted to strike that. We didn't want that. And to get something, to get a unanimous decision on a substantive issue at a WBAI LSB meeting is a rare thing. So, I think that if anybody were to really seriously try to start getting underwriting for Pacifica, there would be a whole lot of uproar about this, and for good reason, I think. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Would anybody else care to comment on this subject? All right. Is there any other new business? Cricket.
Hearing none, I move. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's all right. What were you going to say?
I was going to move to adjourn if there's nothing else.
That's what it seems like to me, too.
Okay, I'll move to adjourn.
We have a motion
okay,
to adjourn.
Oh, wait. This is Ken. There's one last thing on this. One last thing. I would like to appoint Chris Curry as the interim chair for the rest of the term, or just make him the chair. There's only a few meetings till the elections and so forth. So because it's the chair has to be a director. That's in the bylaws. And I think Mr. Curry has the most experience and demonstrated his abilities. So I make a move that he is the chair for the rest of his term.
I was just going to comment that my busy season just ended, so I'll have a little bit more time going forward. So I have no objection to that idea.
Our Paul for a fast comment.
Go ahead.
We didn't give any notice about this. Maybe what you might want to do, Ken, is move that we elect the new chair at the next meeting. That might be a good thing.
Okay.
Because the procedure and process of this, you know, we got to be careful of this stuff. So why don't you make that as a motion?
Okay, so I make a motion that at the next meeting we elect a chair for the rest of the term until a new board is elected and new treasurers are elected and so forth. So until the completion of the next election for all stations. And that also, okay, so that's the motion, that we elect that in the next meeting.
Yeah. So what I have is, at the next meeting, we elect a new chair for the rest of this term.
Right.
Okay. The motion on the floor, are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, the motion's approved. Would anyone like to move to adjourn?
So moved.
Any objections? All right, we made it out in under an hour. Congratulations. Thanks, everybody.
Nice.
Good night.
See you in a month.